Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at our Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri, and we always have a good time worshiping God and singing songs of praise unto Him. The center of our worship is Jesus Christ. And it's just real great just to meet together and to worship God, to lift His name, and to see the great things that He's doing. And we'd like to invite you to come to these services. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages, and we invite you to come to bring your family, your Bible, and see if it's not so that you can worship God at the Independence Baptist Church. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and you're invited to come to this service. Come to Sunday school and stay for the preaching hour. Or if you can't come to Sunday school, come for the preaching hour. We invite you to come to the services tonight at 4 o'clock, our regular prayer service, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then at 7 o'clock each Wednesday night is our midweek Bible study. And so these are our services, our regular scheduled services, and you're invited to come, and I'm confident that if you come with a heart to worship God, that is what you're going to be able to do. And if that's all you want to do is to worship God, you're going to be able to worship God in the services of the Independence Baptist Church. We do want to make announcement concerning some special services that we're having. Dr. Cecil Fayard, who is the pastor of the Central Baptist Church of Marion, Kentucky, will be with us in a series of meetings beginning July the 8th through July the 14th. That's on a Monday night through the following Sunday. I know that if you don't know Dr. Fayard, you will really enjoy getting to know him. He is a good man of God. And I think the most important thing about Brother Fayard is not necessarily who he is, but rather who he preaches about. He's a dedicated man of God. He's a faithful servant of God. And he's bringing his family and going to be with us in this week of services. And we invite you to come to these services. We'll begin Monday night at 7:30 and through all of the Monday through Saturday, our services will be at 7:30 that night. And then in the daytime, we'll have services about 12:30. And so you're invited to come and know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. This morning, if you would, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. We'd like to think about the subject this morning, the omnipresence of God. Did you ever wonder where God is? Well, I want to tell you this morning where God is. And what I'm going to tell you is going to come from the Bible, not from what I think, but it's going to come from the Holy Word of God. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Now, this passage of Scripture will either give us great comfort or great sorrow. It's according to what you're doing. If you're doing things that are bad, you can rest assured that God knows about it. If you're doing things that are good in His sight, then you can rest assured that God knows about that. Nothing is hid from God. God sees everything we do and everywhere we go. God knows all of our thoughts and the intents of our heart, the Bible said. If we're involved in doing evil things, this knowledge will give us a great sorrow, for we will understand that God knows all about all of our sins. And yet, if we're doing what God wants us to do, it gives us great joy knowing that God is with us in every place. What does it mean, this omnipresent God? Well, the word omnia is taken from a Latin word which means everywhere, and the word present is from another Latin word meaning the vicinity within close view. And so we find that omnipresence simply means everywhere within close view. So where is God? God is everywhere. There's not a place that God is not. In the book of Psalms 139, this passage is probably one of the best places in the Bible to turn to discover the omnipresence of God. And I'm so glad that God is everywhere. You know, if I get into serious trouble, I don't have to go somewhere and find God and pray to Him. I can pray to God right where I am. Did you know that I don't have to be in church to pray? I don't have to be in church to sing. And I don't have to be in church to worship. I don't have to be in sight of the church building to know that God is with me. Because the Bible said that God is everywhere that there is. Look now in Psalms 139, verse 7. Here the writer, who is probably David, said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." Now, I need to say concerning verse 8 here, when the Bible says, "If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there," this word hell is from the word Sheol, which means the grave, and not the place of eternal destruction. And so you see, even if you die, God is there. He's talking here about believers. In verse 9, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." And so here the psalmist is saying that God is everywhere. He is in the uttermost part of the heaven and of the earth. He is in the light as well as in the darkness. I know today, when you think about darkness, I know that men believe that if it's dark, they can get away with their crimes and their wicked sins. And you know, man thinks that because in the darkness, men cannot see what they're doing. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't see. God sees in the blackest of night, just like it was daylight. So men may hide to do their crimes and to commit their wickedness, whether it's adultery, fornication, homosexuality, or what other kind of wickedness that it is. Men may hide in the blackness of night. But remember that God says, the blackest of night is like the brightest of days. It doesn't make any difference to God. God is in the depths of the sea, and He's in the remotest area of land. Anywhere that men is, there is God. When their astronauts from the United States went into space, they came back and told us of the very presence of God. What a remarkable thing. Of course, in that day, the Russians also sent their astronauts into space. They came back saying, "We didn't see God." Well, of course they didn't. If you don't see God down here on this earth, you're not going to see Him out in space either. That's as simple as that. God is upon the earth, and He's also in space. God is everywhere. I know there's some folks that believe that God has a body like a man. They know that God has a head and arms and legs, and sometimes in the Scriptures, He's metaphorically spoken of that way. Some people believe that God's head is upon the earth, that God, or maybe God's feet is upon the earth, and that his arms are out here by Pluto and, you know, and all of this. But that's not the way that it is. God is not made like unto fleshly man. God is spirit, and all of God's presence is everywhere at all time. That's what the word omnipresent means. That all of God is present in every place at all times. We cannot divide God into sections and place one section in one place and another section in another place. He is one and is completely present in all places and in all times. Well, this is a great mystery about the omnipresence of God and how that He's everywhere, but it's exactly the truth. Let me give you a couple of scriptures here to compare. In the book of Acts chapter 7, and verse 56, in this place, the deacon Stephen was being stoned to death for preaching the truth of the Word of God to unbelievers. And there he looked up into heaven and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. How can it be that Jesus is in heaven and promises never to leave us nor forsake us? How can that be? Is Jesus in heaven or is he upon the earth? Where is this one that is called Jesus? Doesn't Jesus have to be either in heaven or on the earth? You see, that's the catch. Jesus doesn't have to be in just one place. But Jesus is everywhere at all times. Look with me in the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 13. Here Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. And he says, and no man hath ascended up to heaven. And notice these verbs here. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Notice very carefully that next to the last word, in. Let me read it to you again. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but the he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Jesus is on the earth talking to Nicodemus, saying that he is in heaven. You see, Jesus is everywhere. When Jesus was upon this earth, he was also in heaven. And yet he said, I came down from heaven. You see, he's everywhere. Jesus simply came down from his Father, took the form of a sinful man yet without sin, and walked upon this earth. But Jesus retained his Godhead while he was in the flesh. And so God was everywhere, and Jesus was everywhere all at the same time. Isn't that marvelous to know that God is everywhere? God has changed himself, or changed the way he reveals himself to men down through the years. I know in the beginning of this world, Jesus appeared to Adam and Eve and talked openly with them. But then things have changed. The Bible says that in the book of 1 Samuel that there was a time when there was no open vision. And then we find today that God is a silent God, but God is still God. He's still everywhere. And so don't ever worry and don't wonder about where God is. He is everywhere. And the important thing about all of this is, it teaches us this in Psalms 139, verse 23 and verse 24. As the psalmist closes out Psalms 139, he says, search me, O Lord, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You see, it's the omnipresence of God shouldn't scare us, but it should give us confidence, knowing that He sees and understands us exactly like we are. Men may misunderstand us and misjudge us, but God never does. We can stand before God one of these days, and He will know exactly our life. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio message. Thank you now for listening.